Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. A late night agreement on Sunday offers a new NAFTA and new terms on dairy for the United States. Canada agreed to join the renegotiated North American Free Trade Agreement, now called the U.S., Mexico, and Canada Free Trade Agreement, or USMCA. Canada has reportedly agreed to make concessions on dairy, giving U.S. farmers more market access to Canada and revamping the Class 7 pricing to reflect its impact on export markets. It appears the U.S. and Canada traded dairy access to allow the Chapter 19 dispute clause to remain. Greg Dowd, chief agriculture negotiator at the U.S. Trade Representative's office, said last week that it's time for Canada to make decisions, with a soft deadline set for this weekend. Speaking last week, Dowd said there's a reason the dairy issue was taking so long.
The U.S.-Canadian Free Trade Agreement of 1988, some 30 years ago, they didn't mess with dairy products. And NAFTA in 94, they didn't mess with dairy. I now understand why. The way I describe it is the old analogy of a square peg in a round hole. Well, this is more like a Rubik's Cube in a round hole. It's hard to make it fit and come together and make it work, but we work very hard to do that.
The trilateral agreement comes just in time to allow the U.S. to seek its goal of getting a new trade deal to the current Mexican president before his term expires. The updated North American Free Trade Agreement has many procedural hurdles to pass before farmers and ranchers can see any benefits. President Trump called the agreement a promise kept regarding his trade agenda, as NAFTA will become the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. The late-night announcement allows the Trump administration to beat a self-set deadline. The administration must allow for a statutory 60-day notification period before sending a deal to Congress. Given the way the timeline works under the Trade Promotion Authority, the administration set a deadline at the end of September to complete the talks to allow Mexico's outgoing president to sign the pact before a new administration takes over. However, Politico reports that if the U.S. House of Representatives switches leadership to Democrats, the chamber may be inclined to vote against the Trump win in 2019, when the agreement will likely be before Congress. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said House Democrats would closely scrutinize the text of the NAFTA proposal. Business Insider reports Canada will allow American farmers more access to its dairy market, raising quotas on the amount of U.S. dairy that can come into the country and eliminating a pricing system for Class 7 that made it more difficult for U.S. farmers to enter the market. Stick around, there's much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. This is Ag Central.